you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts in the industry want to charge you for their sites. We give ours away, freetalklive.com. Continuing a week of live shows. We're here all week long, including Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And thanks to Nick for coming in here tonight as Mark. Well, you're normally here Tuesday nights, but thanks anyway for coming in because Mark is not here. So it is just you and I tonight.
It should be fun.
You and I and whoever calls in, because we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. We're going to start things out here. We'll go unscreened to the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick.
Hey, it's Ken in New Hampshire.
Ken, what's on your mind tonight?
Reference what Mike from King, you know, when he called the port 411 earlier regarding the sneaky Democrats and trying to ban open carrying and concealed carrying at the state house. Apparently tomorrow we're going to be showing up around 2:30 p.m. at the state house to kind of cause some waves, I guess, so to speak.
And so, slow down a second here, Ken. Let me just make sure I can relay what happened. I don't know if many people can relate to this, because how many state houses around the country actually allow people to carry weapons openly? I mean, how often does that happen? I mean, maybe Montana, Wyoming, or something like that.
Maybe.
It can't be very many. It can't be more than five out of the 50 states. I mean, I'm completely speculating here, but it just doesn't feel like something that would be allowed anywhere else. And now the bureaucrats and the politicians in the New Hampshire State House have decided to add themselves to the list of places where weapons are prohibited. And it's not just guns. It's all deadly weapons. So I guess, Ken, you're a pretty big guy. I've met you in person. You look like you could be deadly with your fists if you wanted to. Like, are you going to be allowed into the state house at this point?
Well, I mean, I would imagine I will. I mean, I'm not going to be going, doing anything threatening by any means. I'm a peaceful person as it is. I just want to kind of show up, and hopefully I can actually go to my, state senator's office and tell her that she's one of the ones who kind of helped this thing pass in this, behind-the-scenes secret room where they pretty much pass an 8-3 along party lines. So I just wanted to tell her my displeasure, for one, and two, kind of wanted to make a clarion call to all, Free Talk Live listeners and around New Hampshire that, we need to really kind of, make our word known on this, because it would be a weakening of, the FFT recruiting process, in my opinion, if we were to, lose this option, because, as you said, not many people are allowed to carry in a state house across the country, and quite frankly, I'm under the assumption that only you can do that in New Hampshire. But
I don't know if that's the case, but I'm sure our other listeners out there across the country, if they want to chime in on this, they're certainly welcome to. But I think one of the more interesting aspects to this is the controversy that is already bubbled up over it. I mean, beyond the obvious outrage that liberty-minded people have that they are now being prohibited from carrying weapons, either openly or concealed, into the state house. And Nick, you'd asked the question before we went, because I mentioned this to you off the air, you'd asked the question, are they going to start installing metal detectors?
Well, I mean, it would seem they don't have much in the way of enforcement if they're not going to be checking people for weapons.
Right.
So either they're going to have to, if they're going to actually try to enforce this, as far as concealed carry goes, they're either going to have to pat you down when you enter the state house, or they're going to have metal detectors or something to that effect there.
Well, and now what has happened is there has been a call for some civil disobedience as a result of this. And I'm just wondering, the both of you, Ken on the phone and Nick here in the studio, you're both more of the politics mindset. And I'm curious as to what your response is to the call for civil disobedience in this particular case.
Civil disobedience with guns is risky, would be my only concern. I'm not so much worried about it's risky.
In what way?
Are you going to walk into the state house with a pistol on your hip and then refuse to disarm when you're told to disarm?
Well, I don't understand why that would be risky. I mean, you're being
because
civil about it. It's not like you're brandishing it and threatening people.
Just because if you're doing it correctly and if you are being civil, that doesn't mean that the sergeant of the guard at the state house is not going to perhaps draw their weapon and tell you to take the pistol. I would not be surprised if they're giving you an order to take the weapon off or to leave the state house. it seems risky to me.
Ken, what do you think about that?
Well, from what I've been up there in the past and, you know, open carry, you know, just for, you know, for giggles. And I've talked to some of the state police officers at the front door that are, you know, do security. And I end up giving a half hour, you know, long discussion with them about the Second Amendment. And, you know, they love the free staters in that respect and the whole, you know, the whole thing. As far as civil disobedience is concerned, for me, if it did turn out to a situation where they did, you know, it's truly a law and they have to, and you have to disarm, you know, I'd really have to think long and hard because, you know, I have some licenses on the line with the state that I can't really afford to have revoked or suspended if that were to happen. But, I don't know, I think it's safety, you know, in numbers, you know, and,
if you had a group of 10 people go in there all armed up, whether they're carrying a gun or a knife or something like that, do you feel like they would treat, would they draw down on the entire group?
That could be perceived as threatening, though.
Well, of course it could be perceived as threatening, but would it have been perceived as threatening before that? I mean, when before this new rule was passed? I guess my question actually has to do with some of the response that certain people have come out with, and that is the suggestion, as is so frequently heard from the political side of things, that any kind of disobedience in this particular fashion will be poisoning the well, that it will make it that much more difficult to undo this particular change. Any comments?
Not in my opinion. Basically, you know, you gotta criminals don't open carry as it is, and B, you know, I mean, most criminals don't bother wasting their time going in and out of the state house for one. So it's just another little nanny status thing that they need to do. And quite frankly, it could have, you know, resulted from some of the, you know, animosity over the HCR 6, you know, 10th Amendment rally, where, you know, got potentially a little out of control. But in the end, you can't regulate someone's right. You know, and Second Amendment is what it is, and that's the end of the story for me. So that's why I'm showing up.
Very good, Ken. I appreciate the heads up on this. And any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that's it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. One of the gentlemen that calls this show from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, Dennis, has gotten pretty vitriolic over the suggestion that that there be some civil disobedience going on here, saying things like "freak staters go home" and getting very, very angry and upset over the idea. And I know for a fact that some people are going up there tomorrow for a protest, and there is a good chance that some of them are going to walk into that building with a gun on their hip.
I would agree. I mean, I would agree with Dennis on that. Some of the civil disobedience has taken place. I know it's not just with this issue. I know that Dennis has taken issue with some of the other activism that's taken place today. And I would agree that some of it, I think, is counterproductive at best. I don't know, as far as this protest goes, I can certainly understand why somebody would do it, and I wouldn't necessarily hold it against them. It does concern me, though, that there's a potential, not number one, because it is somewhat risky when you have people with guns arguing with other people with guns.
Mm.
And also because of the way you don't really have control over the way it's going to be reported. So if the Concord Monitor or some of the local papers here in New Hampshire, the Union Leader is one of the big ones. If a reporter from one of those papers decides to pick it up and make it sound as though it was some kind of a threatening thing, or just make the person doing the protest out to be less than civil, I think that could have negative repercussions.
Well, some of the claims have been that the reason why this particular regulation or whatever, this rule for the state house has come about, is because earlier this year there was a protest for a bill that was to, I guess, kind of tell the federal government to go F off or something like that, and the bill didn't
pass. It was essentially a conditional secession bill. If the federal government passed laws that did certain things, passed certain lines in the sand, then New Hampshire would essentially be severed from its commitment to the U.S. Constitution.
But that bill didn't pass, and at that time, there were some very, very boisterous, angry, loud, rude, very rude people that had come into the state house and were carrying weapons openly. And so the excuse was, well, because those people were rude, that therefore we now are going to restrict weapons.
Well, Dennis had predicted that to me. Dennis Goddard had predicted that because of the way people conducted themselves, and I would say
But nobody knew who those guys were. That's just the thing. I mean, maybe they were just angry New Hampshireites. Maybe they were agents provocateurs.
They were angry guys with guns yelling, and I think that created a negative impression.
What do you do about that, though? I mean, it's a public event. You can't control who shows up. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, I can't, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life to...
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our chat room. It's open all the time. Best time to find people, of course, is during the show. Over at chat.freetalklive.com, that is chat.freetalklive.com. And what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. But let me give you a word of warning. The idea that liberty-oriented people are all moving to the same place doesn't mean that they're all exactly the same. They have different ideas as to how to accomplish the goal of achieving liberty in our lifetime. Some of them believe in working only within the system and exclusively within the system and doing it in a very deferential and obedient manner. And there are others that are full-on civil disobedience activists that could give a flip about the system. In between there, there are people that mix and match and will engage in whatever it is that feels right to them. And what I've observed over the past couple of years in the responses of certain people who consider themselves activists here in New Hampshire to some of the civil disobedience that has gone on is that the political side, the politicos have been, some of them have been very, very upset at the idea that some people are committing civil disobedience, saying things like it's poisoning the well.
That's certainly the case, although I will point out that there are a lot of people on the strictly civil disobedience side of things who will criticize people being involved in any kind of political process whatsoever.
They
are just as loud about it.
They may criticize it, but from what I can tell, they don't claim that the politicos are poisoning the well. They're not claiming that the politicos are ruining it for the rest of them or anything like that. They're not vitriolic toward the politicos for doing what they want. They just kind of look at them and, you know, say, okay, well, we're here and you can join us whenever you want. I've never really seen any nastiness.
There's definitely a lot of moralizing that goes on.
Okay.
Where people are saying that it's inappropriate to vote, period, you know, to endorse any kind of political candidate because they are part of the machinery of a coercive
state. They may say that. I've certainly heard those comments made by people like Dale, who's one of our co-hosts on this show. But at the same time, Dale is not somebody who will disassociate himself from the political activists unless they are trying to force him or trying to somehow continue to pressure him into doing political activism. Then he'll cut ties with them. But otherwise, he's more than happy to go and socialize and have, you know, some beers with them and hang out. Whereas there's a handful of the political activists who are just cutting any ties whatsoever with any of the anti-political people in this movement, and I think it's to their detriment. They're burning bridges.
Yes, to some extent they are, and I think it may not be personal. As far as a lot of people trying to distance themselves or cut ties, because quite honestly, I do think that there is civil disobedience that's gone on. I think there's been some that's been very productive and very worthwhile. So it's not that I object completely to civil disobedience. I think that there has been some civil disobedience that's gone on that has not been civil in tone and that has not created any kind of goodwill with the public at large. So for people who are interested in trying to effect some kind of change through the political process, its image is important. If you're going to run for city council or if you're going to advocate some kind of a policy change, your credibility with everyday people and to some extent with legislators is important.
Thing is, what's happening now here in New Hampshire is the news came out, I think today, that the New Hampshire legislators, some of them, have created a rule, some committee created a rule for the State House saying that guns are no longer allowed, deadly weapons are no longer allowed inside the State House. And the result, or the reason why that happened, they claim, is because of a political rally where people were carrying weapons and being very rude and very loud.
Well, it was during business inside the State House. I believe it was a Senate hearing, and when the ruling, you know, when the vote came down or the decision came down that they didn't like, they were yelling from the balcony. And right. I think some of those people were carrying firearms, if I remember correctly.
Yes, they were. And that is their excuse. So my point here being that it was the political people, those people that showed up for that particular event.
No. A lot of the people who showed up for that event were more of the anarchist crowd, too. It wasn't strictly political.
Nobody knew who these guys were that were being loud and obnoxious. So who knows who they really were. But my point there is,
I know who they are, and I've seen the video. I know some of the people who are in there.
Really? I had not. From what I understood, people did not know who those folks were. So
seen video.
Okay. Well, that's fine. But what my point here is, it was the political crowd in that event that was upsetting people. So what I'm saying is that it doesn't necessarily have to be civil disobedience for people to be rude and for people to be loud and obnoxious.
No, and so I'm sure that there are people who are involved on the political side of things here who have done things that they could have done better and differently, and I'm sure not everybody on that side of the spectrum is a good ambassador for liberty either.
So I want to continue here, and let's go to Brian Travis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Brian, you're on the amp line.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I remember that HCR 6 hearing. I think what one thing that got him upset, and yes, Nick, you're right, there was a lot of non-politicos there because, you know, it was the place to be. It was the social event that day or something. And there were a lot of people carrying weapons, and it did get heated. I mean, when they voted no, basically HCR 6 was the thing that said New Hampshire will, you know, if you federal people do just one more thing, then we're out of here. You know, was that kind of a thing? And when they voted, no, we want to just be subservient to the feds, that's when everybody raised up. And I remember the one thing that was really kind of disconcerting to the politicos and to the people on the floor underneath. The way it works is the gallery is up above where all the citizens are, and then the legislature is down below. Somebody was saying, you're fired, you're fired. And everyone started saying, you're fired. And they got all way below. They thought the people were saying fire, as in, you know, fire your weapons.
Huh, okay.
I could see how that would be. I could see how that would raise a little bit of an alarm if you have armed people yelling fire at you.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't what they were saying, but, you know, it did get heated. And yes, there were some people open carrying. I'm not sure if they were the same people who were doing that. I mean, it was a pretty raucous thing, but I didn't see a single gun being pulled out. You know, that's the thing.
Right.
Yes, it was heated because it was a very emotional thing. But I got word of this today, this rule that this little committee made. Now, this is a committee. It's the Legislative Facilities Committee. These are the committee that hire, you know, the custodians and decide what color to paint the walls and make sure the coffee machines are fixed, right?
Right.
Well, they decided, you know, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, that the gun should no longer be allowed. And so when this thing hit the boards today, I called the 9 of the 12 members. Now, the cool thing about here in New Hampshire is that it's a huge citizen legislature. There's like 400 and some so-called representatives, and it's a pretty small state, 1.5 million or something like that.
Yeah, it's the largest one in the entire country. I'll bring it back here, Brian. You can tell the rest of your story in a moment at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Can you even carry weapons into the state house in your state? Are there any other places in America where that is possible? I'm guessing Montana's probably
maybe right. Alaska.
Maybe Alaska, too, yeah. And Vermont, perhaps? They're pretty gun-friendly there. Work them up. This is Free Talk Live.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, and they include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free right on the front page at freetalklive.com. Well, I got my Lakotas today from Midas. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com and order yourself some gold or silver. I got the silver rounds. They're 1 ounce, I think 0.999 fine silver rounds. The Lakota, silver Lakota, and very, very pretty, just like people have been saying. And I actually was pleased because I guess the 2009 version of it, they've removed the $50 symbol from the front of the Lakota, so it just has an Indian on the front side of the piece, and on the back side it still says the word 50 on it, but it doesn't have a dollar sign or the actual numerical 50. So I think it's a little less confusing as far as, I just didn't like the idea of it having money, a dollar sign.
Yeah, you don't want people confused thinking that it's an actual government coin.
Exactly. So they seem to have solved that issue with the 2009 version of the Lakota, which is available to you at gold.freetalklive.com. Various different silver and gold options there for you. We try to keep it simple, and the prices are darn good. It was the best that I could find for the Lakota. Head over to gold.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, bringing back Brian in New Hampshire. You're back on the AMP line. Now, Brian, we're talking about what's been a controversial subject over the last 24 hours for liberty-minded activists here in New Hampshire. As our listeners that have been tuned in for a while know, on this program, myself, I am a member of the Free State Project. Brian, you are as well. We made the move here in order to get active for liberty, and the way people get active differs a bit across different people. And what has happened is the New Hampshire state legislators have banned guns. They banned all deadly weapons from the state house. And there's some conflict now between activists as to how to handle this. Some people say they should just go and beg for their rights back. Others say, the hell with that. Let's do some civil disobedience. And you were going to tell us about your, discussions with some of these bureaucrats or these politicians that went through with this.
Well,
Well, it wasn't the legislature that did it. It was 9 out of the 12 people on some obscure committee that decides who the company is that's going to fix the coffee machines in the buildings.
Right.
That's really what this committee was formed to do, and that's their charter. One last thing about New Hampshire is that there are a large number of these so-called representatives per capita, 400 and some with a 1.5 million population, and all of their they all have a telephone and at least a desk, I think, maybe even share a desk at the state house, but they also have their home phone numbers listed in all the sites.
It's true.
And so we can actually call them at home, which is really weird for me coming from California and Colorado.
Yeah, that's just not an option in most places.
Right. So I called all 9 of the people who voted yes on this thing, and of course nobody called me back except for one guy. One of them did call me back, and I was able to get some information. I called him courageous for calling me back, but then I realized all I did was leave my name and phone number with his wife, who took the message, and because she had trouble finding a pencil or something, and he didn't really know whether I was for it or against it.
Gotcha.
So we had a chat for a while, and no one else has called back, by the way, and nobody answered. And he said, I said, why are you doing this? He says, well, we're just reinstating a rule that was effective from 1990 whatever until 2003, I think, or 2006. And I said, well, why was it turned out in 2006? Oh, because it wasn't specific enough or something.
Mm-hmm.
He said that there was a rule banning guns from the legislative offices, but then it was turned down in 2006 because it didn't specify exactly what a legislative office was. Of course, we all know this is BS. But I said, well, in 2006, one of your representatives presented a bill to ban guns in the state capitol, and that went down 9-1. What's called inexpedient to legislator, whatever, it's ITL, in the committee that says, we don't think this should be passed. Then it goes to the full House, and it was turned down 200-something to 19. So it was roundly defeated. And so I asked this guy, well, you know that person who introduced that bill, she was ousted in the next election. So it seems clear to me that the people and the legislature in New Hampshire think that it's okay to carry guns. Why did 9 of you say that it's not?
What did he say?
Well, he said, all we're doing, we're just reinstating this rule that's more specific. You know, it obviously is an okay thing. He's a politician. He tried to weasel out of it. And then he says something like, well, we're just trying to balance, you know, we want to protect individual rights, and we also want to make sure that everybody's safe. And I said, well, you know, personal protection is a pretty basic individual right.
Absolutely. Well, when was the last time there was a mass shooting at the New Hampshire State House?
Well, I said, what incident, you know, caused this to even come up? And he said, well, you know, there was something that I wasn't there, and was this HCR6 thing that we talked about before the break.
Right.
So apparently that was justification enough for them to bring this out, which, you know, I'm not a politico type at all. I'm more along the anarchy lines. But, you know, the politico types, they were right when they said, you guys need to behave yourself. You know, you need to treat these people with respect. I can understand why they would say that. But, you know, I really don't need to treat them with respect until they earn it from me.
Absolutely. But,
so it's tough to balance between, you know, a rational political type and a rational anarchist type. And I've been having trouble with this. Do we behave ourselves? Do we let our emotions out? You know what? But you're not going to take my gun away.
Well, are they going to take your gun away? I mean, it's my understanding there's going to be some sort of a gathering tomorrow or demonstration or protest at the state house. There are no legislators expected to be there tomorrow. However, it is expected to be open and the staff will be there. So I'm just wondering, I mean, are you expecting that people will be doing civil disobedience? How do you feel about that? Do you think that it's inappropriate?
I'll be walking in there with my gun.
Oh, you will. Okay, you're poisoning the well, Brian. Freak stater, go home.
I asked the guy. I said, well, so what happens if I go in there tomorrow and I have my Glock, you know, sitting visible on my belt? He says, well, you'll be asked to leave. Well, what if I don't leave? Well, actually, that might not take effect until January 1st.
Oh.
Well, the other thing is, this seems like a, I mean, this seems like an administrative rule. So I'm not sure that it's actually. I mean, they might be able to make you leave and arrest you on something like disorderly conduct. But if you don't leave, but it seems to me that there's no law here to make it. You're not actually committing a crime. You're just doing something that a committee has said should not be allowed.
Right, but then they could say you're trespassing, and then they could bust you on that. You know, they're not going to bust you for carrying a gun. Because this rule doesn't have any metal detectors associated with it or anything like that. You could carry, you know, something concealed.
Brian, aren't you concerned that you're going to ruin it for the politicos by engaging in civil disobedience?
I think we all have the same goal in mind, and I will support whatever sounds good to me.
Right, and I mean, if there are not going to be legislative sessions being held tomorrow, then if this is going to be done, if somebody's going to go in there wearing a gun, then I would say that that's a better day to do it. Then you're not going to be making a scene, things like that, not a huge scene.
Well, it's usually the government bureaucrats that make the scene. I mean, they're likely going to go in there, and they're going to have signs, and they're going to, I guess that's a scene, people with signs and a protest in general. But the scene is usually made when the government bureaucrats come up, and they start making demands and start getting upset. That's when things become a scene, typically.
Well, I'm sure there'll be plenty of cameras there, so everyone can see what happens tomorrow. I just hope that it remains civil, but, you know, who knows what's going to happen with this.
Right. Well, I mean, they're the ones that are uncivil. They're the ones that are threatening violence. They're the ones that are willing to put you in handcuffs and take away your freedom from you. You are just trying to carry your weapon as you would might normally do in the state house, and you certainly weren't threatening anyone with it. I hope it goes well tomorrow, and I hope that there's a good group of folks that decides to go ahead and just obviously violate this ludicrous ban that is actually putting people in danger. Brian, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, and good luck tomorrow at 800-259-9231. It's putting more people in danger by banning weapons from the state house, because if somebody does manage to bring in some kind of weapon with ill intent, there won't be very many people around who could stop that person. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get the features there, and we give them to you for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've shared some stories on this program over the last, who knows how long, about just some really, really bad parenting. You know you're a bad parent when you've got to call the police to deal with your kid for whatever piddly crap that your kid is doing that virtually every other teenage kid does. So most parents can handle these situations without calling in the cops, but some of them can't. And here's an example of one. BostonHerald.com reporting, it's game over for a 14-year-old Roxbury boy whose overwhelmed mother was so exasperated with his incessant video game playing that she called the cops on him. The final straw for Angela Mija snapped at 2:30 a.m. Saturday when she says, I woke up in the middle of the night and saw the light on in his bedroom hours after she had told him to go to sleep. Sometimes I want to run away too, Mija said, breaking down in tears in her immaculate apartment. I have support from my church, but I'm alone. I want to help my son, but I can't find a way. Mija is among thousands of parents struggling with today's video game-obsessed youth. The Entertainment Software Association reports the popularity of video games is skyrocketing, with 42% of adults intending to give or hoping to find one in their Christmas stocking this week. Mija's son, one of four children the 49-year-old is raising alone, was playing Grand Theft Auto, an exceedingly violent video, they forgot the word game, in which the gamer assumes the role of ladder-climbing criminal. Ladder-climbing criminal.
You do move up. You do have to climb the criminal ladder.
Oh, I see. That's
what they're talking about. It's like climbing the corporate ladder.
Ladder. Okay. I was going to say, there have been games where you climb ladders, but not
a literal ladder. Right.
An argument ensued as Mija unplugged her son's PlayStation. Then this mad-as-hell mother dialed 911. Why? Why not just take the power cable from the PlayStation and be done with
it? Bed.
Yeah. Police responded and managed to talk the boy into shutting off the game and going to sleep. They, the police, were just like, chill out, go to bed, the boy told the Herald. Mija said she approves of athletic-themed videos, but as for Grand Theft Auto, she said, I would never buy that kind of video. No way. I just think this whole article is very silly, the way they keep calling them videos. The mom,
they're games.
Right. The mom called them a video, and So the authors of the article are also calling them videos. They're video games, people. It's like people calling the Nintendo cartridges cassettes. No, no, those aren't cassettes. I understand the confusion with that one, but they're clearly not videos. They're software, they're games, they're programming. Anyway, she says, I would never buy that kind of video. No way. I called the police because if you don't respect your mother, what are you going to do in your life?
Would that, aren't the police an organization that are supposedly there to respond to crimes?
Yes.
Is not being on the good life path a crime?
The police will respond to much more than just crimes these days. So, I mean, just over the weekend, I had an encounter with the police. I can talk about that in a moment. But Mija, a cafeteria cashier at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center, so she's a bureaucrat, in Jamaica Plain, said the two officers who responded were surprised there was more involved than putting the lid on a simmering family feud. Emmy Award-winning documentarian Lawrence Kuettner, former co-director of the Center for Mental Health and Media at Massachusetts General Hospital, is the author of Grand Theft Childhood, The Surprising Truth About Violent Video Games and What Parents Can Do. Kuettner says, clearly, it's a very, very rare situation for someone to call the cops. That she went to the extreme of calling the police tells me more about her level of frustration than anything else. Adults tend to view video games as isolating experiences. Kids view them as social experiences. It's a way, in part, especially for boys, of gaining social acceptance. So I just wanted to share that with you as an example of just the absurdity that some people will call the police for. Now, she's lucky that the police didn't decide to accidentally think that he had his hands on a pistol instead of a video game controller and blast his brains halfway across the room.
Those things have happened.
They have happened. It sounds silly for me to say
it's
something like that.
It's understandable how it would happen. If the, you know, you don't know what the police are necessarily going to hear on the other end of the line, and if they're hearing that there's a, you know, just a domestic dispute going on, they may be showing up expecting, you know, a husband and wife to be fighting and the potential for a firearm to be involved.
There have been many examples of the police being called by somebody who really had the best of intentions, that they wanted to solve a problem or there was some sort of conflict, and they believed that the police would help solve that conflict. And in many cases, they solved the conflict by harming the other individual or killing them. So I guess she should feel lucky that she still has her son's life.
And I'm not sure that in every single circumstance I necessarily pin the blame on the police. It seems like once you call the police, you're calling men with guns to solve your problem.
Sure.
So
don't call them.
I mean, it's understand. Like, when the police show up, there is a potential that they might really believe that somebody has a gun when they don't. There's always that risk, and you never know which officer is going to be responding, what's going through their head. So there is a certain amount of risk in calling the police.
And so just wanted to give an example here. You're welcome to share your stories at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. But maybe some of the parents out there could share some suggestions as to how to deal with their kids playing too much video games. Because I imagine there are parents out there that are a lot more creative than pick up the phone and call the cops if your son is up late playing video games. So maybe a little bit more creative options. Would love to hear what some of those are.
Even if you want to be harsh, I mean, wait till he goes to school and throw all the games on the console away. Or lock them away somewhere he doesn't know
about.
Yeah. It'd be harsh, but if you wanted to stop playing video games,
that would do it.
That would do it.
All right. So the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And what's the worst that happens? I mean, so he's up late on a Saturday night. This was a Saturday night at 2 in the morning. So he's up late Saturday night. Okay. He sleeps in Sunday. So what?
I don't know.
Let's continue here and take your calls. Go to Dylan in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dylan.
Hey, you know, I'm in the economics class in high school, and we've been learning about, like, monopolies and whatnot, and like, the causes of monopolies, and I don't know, like, I feel like I would love to get the government out of everything, but I'm looking at this, some of the stuff, and although I know governments sometimes cause monopolies, sometimes it just seems like there isn't really a good way to handle monopolies, or like, what do you guys?
The government is pretty much the only way you can cause a monopoly. Can you give an example of what
a true 100% market share monopoly?
Yeah, can you give an example of what you're referring to?
All right. Well, I have my textbook right here.
Great.
I can't guarantee anything out of here, but you know, some of the causes they say are control of a scarce resource or input, like, say, diamonds is the example they use. Diamonds are actually not as scarce as people think, but there's a monopoly on the...
Well, it's sort of a monopoly. I mean, really what you're dealing with diamonds is a cartel. You have, I think, about three major diamond companies that control the vast majority of the market, so they can keep that, you know, they basically have handshake deals where they do keep the vast majority of diamonds from hitting the market. Otherwise, the value of a diamond really wouldn't be very much at all.
That's right. Probably in one fact, of the best examples.
They're actually less scarce than a lot of the other quality colored
gems. That's true. That's a true statement. And it's probably one of the best examples you could have come up with, because De Beers has, to some extent, my understanding, taken over a good chunk of the diamond mines out there. I don't know what involvement they've had with the state in order to get that done.
To some extent, I mean, I'm not trying to dodge it here, particularly with the issue of diamonds. It is a scarce resource. So that is one case where you do have market forces essentially creating, maybe not a monopoly, but a duopoly, or, you know, a handful of companies controlling this product. It seems very odd to me, and this is one of the reasons that I don't understand why people buy diamonds. Anybody can educate themselves and know that it's a phony market. So why would I pay a large amount of money for what is a not very scarce resource? So to a large extent, I think that they can do that simply because people are willing to pay ridiculous amounts of money for a stone that really serves very little practical purpose. I mean, I guess there's some industry.
Well, it's just a status symbol, you know.
Right.
And it's De Beers has done a brilliant multi-decade-long marketing campaign that has so successfully placed diamonds as this iconic status.
Yeah.
That in this country and others, where even like in Japan, where diamonds never were big with their culture over there until De Beers started promoting them over there. Now people buy diamonds there too.
What I would say is that to some extent, I've heard that there's technology out there to make artificial diamonds.
It's true. Lab-grown.
And as as that improves, you might see the actual market value of a diamond go down significantly. So it does spur innovation.
I want to keep this topic going, though. So if you can hang through the news, Dylan, I want to bring you back here. Let's talk more about monopolies, how they exist and why they continue. What is the nature of a monopoly, etc. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong, and how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.